Well, folks, we are definitely headed into some very interesting times. I just interviewed CIA analyst Larry Johnson, retired from the CIA, and he gave a very sobering analysis about what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And essentially, he said that, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, you can watch it yourself, but essentially he said that Western civilization is going to be destroyed and we're going to have to rebuild out of the ashes. And that's, you know, look, that's the story of resurrection right there. That's the story of Easter. That's the story of the Phoenix. It's a common theme throughout every culture that we know of. Death and rebirth, the collapse and then the renewal. It's also captured in that book series or the book The Fourth Turning. So this is just one of the seasons of the cycles of human existence. And it's critical to recognize where we are. We're in that cycle of collapse because our parents or grandparents already lived through the cycle of abundance, and then it became wealth, and then that turned to apathy, and then apathy turned to, you know, cultural destruction, and now basically suicide. Western civilization is a suicide cult at this point. It's committing suicide with the destruction of energy infrastructure, the destruction of food farming, food abundance, food freedoms, all of these things. It's engaged in the destruction of the family, the destruction of its own borders, the destruction of the rule of law, both domestically and also internationally. So we are watching the tearing apart of Western civilization, including the United States, Canada, the UK, Western Europe, and so on. And yet, it's the same pattern that has been repeated countless times throughout history. So it's not a surprise. You know, when a couple of generations are born into a society of incredible material wealth and everything is too easy and food is not nutritious, but readily available, high calories, low mineral content, and so on. And, you know, you eventually transition into a society where, you know, everybody's a winner. And there are no losers. Participation trophies for all, where competition is frowned upon. Oh, you shouldn't have to compete. Everybody's a winner, you know. And then you end up with a weak, broken society. And that's where we are. So what we're going to go through here is a collapse. I agree with Larry Johnson. We're going to suffer a catastrophic collapse. I'm not sure what triggers it first. You know, we've talked about these possibilities, you know, EMP attack, nuclear war, grid down attack, cyber attack. Who knows? What, a giant flaming mountain from outer space. I don't know. But we're only one trigger away from the collapse of society as we know it. The situation is so fragile now that it just won't take much to topple the entire system. It's only a matter of time. You know, the dollar's fragile, the rule of law is fragile, the elections are fragile because, you know, half the country has completely abandoned anything resembling election integrity. Democrats are cheaters. All they want to do is cheat and steal and rig and lie and coerce and oppress. And as a result, we're going to lose our nation. Understand, America is no longer the dominant nation in the world. It is no longer a unipolar world, okay? We're transitioning into a multipolar world, which means multiple superpowers, multiple financial powers, multiple military powers, you know, China, Russia, and so on. And the United States is in denial that it has already been dethroned from its position as the dominant world force. And especially people like Joe Biden, who are still living in the past, they still think, like, he thinks he's a rock star. He thinks he's an awesome leader, and he can just bully his way around the world, because that's the world that he knew when he was vice president, or when he was he a senator, or was he a member of Congress? I think he was a senator before. I try not to use my memory for remembering facts about Joe Biden, so apologize. But whatever he was before, he's still living in the past. And so he's completely delusional about where we are now. And as a result, America's leaders are making decisions that are completely disconnected from the present day reality. They're making decisions like it's still 1992. And it isn't. You know, Bill Clinton's not the president, or I guess George Bush in that case is not the president. Bill Clinton being elected, it's not 1992. You know, the Houthis aren't just a bunch of goat herders. I mean, they've got freaking hypersonic missiles, okay? The Houthis have carried out a naval blockade that has blocked the U.S. Navy and world trade, okay? The Russians aren't disorganized Soviets any longer. The Russians have the world's best military technology right now and the world's most effective standing army with the most experience of any military in the world right now. And I could give you many other examples. I mean, Iran, technologically very advanced. Turkey, extremely advanced. China, you know, building AI systems even without Western microchips. China is very advanced in engineering and science and physics and AI and, you know, chemistry and all kinds of things. India, did I mention India? Also very advanced in many ways. The United States of America got lazy, got apathetic, got complacent. And as a result, it's the U.S. that's being eclipsed, as we have this solar eclipse coming up. But the U.S. empire is actually being eclipsed by the rest of the world. And in a translation of what that means for you and I is that the wealth that we have experienced, the relative wealth, which I know the typical American is like, oh, I'm not wealthy. Well, compared to the rest of the world, you have more affordable access to food and consumer goods and also money, loans from low-cost money. You have more access than most people in the world. So that means that, you know, America has experienced this multiple generations of wealth that was an extension of all the money printing and the exporting of inflation to other nations and the bludgeoning of other nations through U.S. sanctions and acts of war, regime change, assassinations, CIA operations around the world. That all actually did benefit American consumers. It made products cheap. It put America in charge. It made America's currency, the dollar, the king of the world for a while. Those days are over, which means that goods that are imported into the United States, there's a day coming in the not too distant future where imported goods will be 10 times more expensive, 1,000%, okay? That's 10 times more expensive because, you know, the U.S. currency won't be in demand by other countries. Who will want, you know, a collapsed U.S. dollar that is increasingly worthless? You know, not very many people are going to want it. So the U.S. won't be able to just print and export inflation. It's going to have to actually start trading with other countries. The U.S. is going to have to start manufacturing things that other countries want. And the manufacturing sector has been completely gutted, of course. So the average American consumer is in for a world of hurt, like serious economic pain, which is one reason why I've said that if there are things that you could buy today that you know you're going to need, it may be wise to do it because the dollar is going to be worth less and eventually imported goods are going to be a whole lot more expensive. And so whatever you think you're going to need, maybe it's a generator, I don't know, parts, a tractor made in Japan, I don't know, Kubota, pretty darn good tractors actually. I don't know if they're made in Japan, but they're engineered in Japan. Maybe they're made in America. Maybe they're assembled in America from parts made in Korea. I don't even know exactly. But whatever you think that you might need that's made somewhere else, you might want to think about getting your hands on it now while you can. And also, that goes along with the whole philosophy of just trading dollars for something else almost anything else that's going to hold value. And maybe it's not at crisis levels right now, where we don't have month-to-month inflation that's like 20%. But that day's coming also. There will be a day where people will be desperate to trade dollars for anything. And what do you think is going to happen to the price of Bitcoin when that day comes? Oh, Bitcoin's going to just freaking skyrocket. No doubt about it. What do you think is going to happen to the price of gold and silver? Oh, skyrocket. It's going to happen to the price of land. Yeah, probably it will also be in high demand. Just if it has low overhead, people will dump dollars into anything that is real, anything that holds value. So part of your job, I believe, is to get ahead of this. And I recently interviewed Gerald Celente. I think he's the best analyst about upcoming trends and how to protect your assets. We are partnering with Gerald Celente with his publication called The Trends Journal. And if you go there right now, trendsjournal.com, and you subscribe to his Trends Journal, it's like $2.50 a week. I mean, it's nothing. If you enter the discount code Ranger, you'll get 10% off. Use code Ranger. And we earn a little bit too. It's an affiliate relationship. So you'll be helping to support us and helping to support Gerald Celente. But most importantly, this will get you almost like, I mean, maybe Gerald doesn't want me to describe it this way, but kind of like a crystal ball, but it's not. It's Gerald just having all his experience and wisdom and a detailed analysis and all the time and wisdom that he puts into his issues of the Trends Journal, the weekly issues. It will give you a heads up. It will give you forewarning of what is about to happen. Not 100% accuracy. I'm not claiming that, but very good accuracy. More accurate than almost any other source that I could even think of. I mean, I can't think of a source that could compete with the Trends Journal in terms of accuracy of what's coming. So check that out again, trendsjournal.com. Use discount code Ranger to save 10%. Now, in the meantime, you can hear my podcast and you can watch my show, Decentralize TV. That's the website, decentralize.tv. And you can learn a lot about assets and you can learn a lot about crypto and gold and silver. I've had a lot of experts on there. Be sure to watch all those shows. I've also got my interview with Gerald Celente. It might be posted by the time you hear this. So check my channel on Brighteon.com and just take every step that you can to be prepared for what's coming, because it's going to be a difficult time. The U.S. empire can no longer set the rules for the world, and the U.S. dollar is no longer king. So just be prepared. Do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. Understand that every investment has risk. I don't advocate people speculate in anything. But you do understand that if you're holding dollars, you're speculating in dollars. So I would say stop speculating in dollars. You know, put assets where they're going to hold value. Not even generate a return. Just hold value and not lose money. So check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com and trendsjournal.com. for Gerald Celente's publication. Thank you for listening. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and ones. That's a stack of ones. This is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations. So it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site. We do earn a little bit off your purchase there, but what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here. This is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real, it's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 100 and, what was it, typically 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory, and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first, you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool, and then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet-looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got. From a low of 102.89% or 101.96%, that's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Gold backs are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase gold backs and you can help support this platform at the same time because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200. Gold skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs, which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold because it's better than just 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick and it's much larger than the one. Because there's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1000ths of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the gold back company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.